Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is simple, is to transform consciousness for all things of financial and economic nature, starting with each of us as we transform from the inside out our thoughts, our feelings, our words, and our actions. So does your world, so does the world across all nations of our dear Mother Earth. It starts with each of us. We come here each day to be in meditation, to open ourselves up to the path of financial and economic prosperity. We open ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm glad to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 178. There is no clarity with clutter. There is no clarity with clutter. So I asked, as I read today's message, so why is this important? Why do you want us to know there is no clarity with clutter? It's very simple. We all want to know the next right steps, the right action, the right words. We want, whether we are conscious of it or not, to know God's will coming through us. The higher direction, what is in truly our highest and best good. To hear our heart voice, our intuition, our higher self, our God voice, whatever you want to call it, the voice of your angels. And yet, when there is clutter, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, there is no clarity. We do not think we have, we cannot hear that pure voice of truth. It really is always there, and yet because of this clutter, the sense of being overwhelmed, physically not sure, can't see the way, so sometimes emotional clutter creates a physical clutter that we cannot see, we sense we cannot see. And so to know truth, to follow higher guidance, to follow the direction of our inner compass, if you will, it takes clarity and the release of clutter. So let's break it down. Clarity literally means clear. Clear like a bright sky that's free of clouds. It's that kind of crystal blue transparency. You see as if you can look right through it. It's that calm, whether it's looking at the ocean or the sky or your mind. There's such peace and order. And things can be easily seen or heard. You know, that sense that things are so quiet, as the saying goes, you can hear a pin drop. That's to be clear. This is a transparency that we're talking about. This is the orderliness within your life. Now, does it mean I can't hear my higher self until everything is perfectly in place? No, not at all. It means as you get things in place, as you're able to transcend the physical, as you're able to release the unknowing blocks you've accumulated for years, those emotional pain, that emotional guilt, the stuff that's been sending you in circles, whether it's business or personal, relationships, choices, when you are free or find yourself getting free by setting a path, then this clarity, the clouds, as in your inner sky, seem to part. And the sunshine seems to come through. That's your higher self, your intuition, your knowingness. I truly believe each of us is born with this knowingness. We are all connected to Source. We all are connected to divine wisdom. We are all connected to universal intelligence. We all are connected to the power and presence of greatness within us, that higher knowing. It is there for each of us. And as we transcend, literally and figuratively, the impurities, the obstructions, the objections, the clutter, we are one with this knowingness. And what is clutter? Simply that confusion. Now, how do you transcend clutter, the confusion? One thing you can do right now is stop telling yourself how confused you are, how you don't know. Be willing to stop that conversation with yourself. You know, it's kind of simple. Whatever you focus on expands. So if you focus on the confusion, the disarray, all the stuff that you have to deal with, and you start rattling off what they are, then you will start magnetizing more of that into your life. More disorder, more clutter, more confusion, more stuff. It's like, I don't know where it came from. It just keeps showing up. More drama in your life. Be willing right now to stop having that conversation with yourself or others. Clutter isn't always something someone else gives us. It's what we're willing to accumulate. I have a saying when I work with people that when life seems to be giving you one, let's call it yucky thing after another, one, in quote, bad thing after another seems to happen. Upsets seem to happen. Things seem to happen to add to your bundle of the heavy load you seem to be carrying. Be like the duck in the lake when it is raining. Get that picture in your mind. Be like the duck in the lake when it is raining. The duck still swims around. It does not accumulate what's falling on its back. It simply hits its back and slides right off. It repels it. And that water goes into the lake and gets transmuted and becomes air again and atmosphere. But the duck does not take it on. Be the duck in the lake when it is raining and let that stuff slide right off your back. Be willing to not get hooked by it, to take it on, to absorb it. These impurities, these toxins, this anger, this upset, this seeming bad stuff. To have clarity in the storm is what we're oftentimes asked to do. You know, it seems like it's easy when everything's going great. Okay, that's a good time to clear the clutter from the past. That's a good time to release yourself from the accumulation physically. I am sure there are things right now in your life that could be cleaned out. Start anywhere. Break it down. Perhaps it's your bedroom. You've got stacks of papers here and clothes there. Break it down into little pieces. As soon as you start the process, clarity starts coming. The clouds seem to part, and ideas come through. Inspired ideas. Don't wait until you're in overwhelm. There are moments, even if you only have a half hour a day, use them for your higher self. Be willing to be guilt-free. Be willing to be clutter-free. Be willing to be mentally free. Sometimes it's not about the physical, although it could be. It could be your car, it could be your house, it could be your part of work, where your desk. Whatever it is, be willing to let go anything. It could be clearing out a Rolodex. It could be getting your budget. Instead of talking about how you're always on the edge and barely getting through, be willing to come up with a plan. What to cut back, what to focus on, make the phone calls you need to make to get the time and space that you need. Be willing to go cash versus credit card. Be willing to free yourself from the clutter, from the stuff physically, financially, that weigh on you, holding you back, feeling impossible to get through, and blocking your knowingness. Choose one area. Just choose one. And start there. At some point, I mean, it could be a month. Give yourself the space so you're not feeling rushed and guilty. You know, give yourself the space. If I work on this a half hour a day, I see I can be done with this in 3 weeks, 1 month, 6 weeks, whatever it is. Give yourself the space. And as you do, you'll start feeling the lightness that comes from taking this action. Releasing the clutter is emotional as well. There may be unsaid things between you and another. Those things have a way of blocking your inner view. They have a way of strangling your inner self, or so it seems. I put that word in quotation marks. It has a sense of making you feel like you're in knots, or that your throat is twisted inside, and you can't seem to speak clearly. That's what happens when we allow unsaid things to accumulate. And with time, those unsaid things become anger. And instead of, even though another may have done something, in quote, wrong, this stuff builds up inside of you. And you are carrying the toxic energy. You are carrying the impurities. you are carrying the obstructions to your own highest and best good. And so the path to emotional clarity is releasing the person and or the unspoken words. Sometimes a relationship can be mended when we say what we've allowed to build up in us for such a time. Be willing to speak the truth from your hearts. Now, when it comes up, depending on how long you've held on to it and how much other stuff, let's call it baggage, you're holding on to as well, it may come out angry. It may come out mean. Just be aware that was not your intention. And speak that truth too. Ask for permission and forgiveness as you clear it up and speak again from your heart, knowing this is simply the accumulation of so many unspoken truths. Unspoken truths between you and another. It's simply the accumulation of all the fear that you stuff deep inside of you. After all, if you are not afraid to lose something or have something happen to you, if you spoke your truth, you would have spoken it in the first place. The way to clarity, the way to freedom, the way to a life of true, authentic peace, harmony, and prosperity is to speak your truth, act your truth, not to hold back your truth anymore. And if you don't feel you can, or don't know how to do it, or the person's no longer here physically in this world, you may write a letter. You may write an email. Do not judge yourself for doing it that way. Simply take the action. The best you know how, as simply and completely as you can. You'll recognize that anger coming through is really more about you than them. The anger for not speaking up when you knew you should have the first time. The anger for letting that moment pass. The anger for being afraid about the consequences if you did speak, what you were afraid to lose, what you were afraid would happen to you, what you were afraid they would say to you. That's what the anger is. We think it's about them, and usually it's about us. And so you start with releasing yourself, the clutter you've gathered about yourself. They may not all come up at once. Start where you are. Simply start where you are. And with time, others will show up. And yet, if you start with a single one relationship, the one relationship that's a thorn for you. It seems to puncture your heart whenever you think of that person or hear their voice. Start with that relationship and inside begin the forgiveness process. begin the release inside. Call on your higher self, your angels, and your guides to assist you in releasing this relationship, meaning how it is right now, or possibly the entire relationship, under grace now. You can simply do that before you go to sleep, and then expect the miracle to happen. What you're asking for is to release the hardness in you, the hardness you've accumulated in you about this person, who on some level is representative of other situations and relationships that you've accumulated. And when you clear this one up, it will seem to untangle the confusion inside for many others. So you see, this clutter shows up on lots of levels. We think of it as physical, and that is a great place to start. And yet it can also be emotional. And both of these weigh on your mental mind, creating that sense of heaviness, that sense of confusion, the sense of feeling lost and overwhelmed, and that life is in disorder, as if there's literally garbage everywhere. And that becomes a feeling you hold for yourself unknowingly. You may release it today. Connect with the truth that is here for you always. Choose one area. Simply choose one area to become clutter-free in today. It doesn't matter which one it is. Whichever one you feel you can see the possibility of clearing it. It doesn't have to be the biggest and the most difficult. It could be the simplest. Choose one. And if you start that one and it doesn't feel right, then choose the other. Simply start the process. Be willing to step into that pool where the waves seem to be rushing. And know that when you step into that pool, you'll have the power and the presence of the universe with you to calm those angry seas, to guide you the next right step. Listen to inspired thought as we go into meditation to know what to clear up starting today, so you may be one with exactly what you want, what we all want. True, authentic, the real thing, peace, harmony, and prosperity. We will keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now. I invite you to breathe in to your heart center. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Taking it slowly, feeling your chest rise and fall like the waves of the ocean. Listening to your heart as you breathe, focusing on your heart center. Feeling your breath traveling all the way down to your heart center. Bringing clean, pure air. And when you're ready, drop below those waves. Drop below the outer world and come inside. Come inside to your inner cosmos. Deep below the surface. Focusing on your heart. Noticing within this colored water. As if it's colored air. Whatever color you're in is right for you now. I'm in a deep forest green with sparks of moving black. It could be green, blue, red, golden orange, pure yellow, pink, purple, lilac, wherever you are, exactly is your right place now. Simply feel the energy all around you flowing into you. As you get your bearings here, notice the light within calling to you. Focus on this light inside. Feel yourself being drawn to this light. Being drawn to the center of your being. Being drawn to your heart self now. Here in this pool of peace within. Feeling a certain excitement and peace simultaneously. Allowing yourself to be one with your heart center at the core of your being, resting here, simply stretching out, focused on your heart, seeing and feeling this golden white light seem to open your heart now, releasing whatever emotions, memories, experiences that have been imprisoned here for way too long. Allow to float up in the sea of peace within you. That which is time to release now. See that scene, hear those words that brought you such heartache. And now, revisit this scene as if you are God. Look at that person and see that child who is afraid as they speak. And from your heart, give love, whether that is you or another who said those mean things, who seemed to hurl you bricks and stones. Who seemed to pull your life apart. See it through God's eyes. See the love flowing from your heart. And choose a new response. A response grounded in knowing their fear. A response grounded in knowing your strength. A response grounded in knowing there is only love. A response grounded in knowing you and the other were doing your best with what you knew at that point in time. A response grounded in you being you, filled with love and light, complete inside. Not needing anything. Feel this love flowing out the situation and see and hear with a clear inner mind, open, loving heart, a new ending. That situation. One filled with love. And now see that person, that experience simply dissolving back to the nothingness from where it and they came from. Simply as if there are bubbles being released from your heart in a sea of tranquility within you, floating away as they rise to the surface, to be transmuted for all good now under grace. And feel your heart now filled with love. feeling lighter. So much lighter. And with time, you'll be able to almost see right through it. It won't have a tough skin. It will seem transparent and clear, vibrant and light. Feel what it feels like right now to let go this seeming thorn as your heart is healed through the power of letting go with love. Be one with this power of love. Feel this power of love pulsating through every cell and atom of your being. Feeding this energy bringing clarity again. This knowingness of oneness inside, oneness outside. Feel the peace. Filling every cell and atom of your being. As inside, disorder is beginning to become harmonized again with the power of love. Now, dear ones, it's time to come back to live your life, your everyday life, from this place. One with the power and presence of love. Releasing all obstructions through love. Rising to your higher and higher best good. Now under grace. So as we began, we breathe. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Knowing this light, this heart light, is here for you now, growing brighter and brighter, stronger and stronger, as you breathe the breath, the inspired breath of divine love. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Gently rising to the surface. Feeling yourself again, one with the waves of the ocean, the waves of the universe. Only this time, you are strengthened from inside out. Breathe into your heart. Breathe into your head. Squeeze your hands, your fingers, your feet, and your toes ever so gently as you awaken your body temple. Welcome back, dear one. Welcome back. And now we call on Carla. We invite her to tone this truth for us now.
Let there be clarity of true love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance, and unity. We are connected to universal intelligence. Be willing and free yourself. Let go with love. Om, om, om.
Yes, you are one with divine love. God bless. Namaste.